Pinagpalang araw po para sa ating lahat. Welcome po ulit sa ating Snack Break Time Cheers. At patuloy po akong nagpapasalamat sa ating pong mga kasama mula sa iba't ibang bahagi ng mundo at gayon din sa ating pong mga kasama sa Security Bank. Ngayon po, magpapatuloy po tayo sa ating pong aralin ng The Heart of a Champion. Bakit po importante ang bagay na ito? Batid po natin na maliban po na tayo po ay magkaroon ng isang puso ng kampyon, we will never thrive in the midst of this pandemic. You see, we are not meant just to survive. We meant to thrive. And God desires us to live out what we are, our being, the champion. Bakit ko nasabi yun? Because we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. We are champions. Because the Jesus we have in our hearts as Christians is our victor. Siya yung ating totoong kampyon. Kaya nga po, napaka-importante ang aralin na ito. So as we have studied in the past, we said that there are several C's, no, on this kind of heart. Ano yung first C? The clear heart. The heart that is clear about its purpose, the heart that is clear about its direction, the heart that is clear about who he is, the heart who is clear about how he can get to his destination. He has a very clear understanding of why he exists. Kaya importante ho yung clarity of heart, the clear heart. Ang sunod po nakita natin is the collaborative heart. Because if we are clear of who we are clear of our limitations. If we are clear of our limitations, we are also clear that we cannot live on our own. We cannot live by ourselves. We need to win with the team. Hindi tayo meant to be alone. Kaya sabi ng Bible, it is not good for a man to be alone in that God created a woman to be his helpmate. You see, we are not created to be alone. We are created with somebody. We are created to build and to live with a community. Kaya napaka-importante ho yan. Just like God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they are one in community. They are one. Napaka-importante ho na maintindihan natin that we are created in that image. The image of oneness in a community. Kaya po, we belong into one body. Ngayon nakita rin ho natin that we need to be committed. We need to be 100% committed to what we are doing. 100% committed to our direction. 100% committed to where we are. 100% committed to thrive. There's no room to give up. Quitters will never win. But winners, they never quit. They are committed. 100% committed. Ngayon naman po, we will be talking about a heart na napaka-importante. Ano po yun? The character building heart. This is our fourth C, no? Character building heart. Bakit po character building heart? Kasi we are people who always think about ourselves. We are very proud people. In fact, our name is so important to us. Most of the time, parents are angry with their non-performing children, not because they care for their children, but because their name is getting tainted. Ibig sabihin, sinisira mo yung pangalan ko. Hindi naman dahil concerned sila sa kanilang anak. Kaya yung mga anak, alam din nila yung kaya nga sila nagre-rebelde. Whenever a person attacks and tries to destroy our name, we fight for it. However, such attitude is an attitude of a loser. Kaya nga, minsan gagawin natin lahat to protect that name. But real winners, they do not care about their name. They care more of their characters. They focus more on their being than their doing. Kasi yung being natin, if we are pure champion as a being, then the name will follow. No, we do not create the name. The name will be built up on its own as we live with our character, as we live with our true character. Naalala ko may nagtatalo pong mag-asawa. Kasi ho, ang kanila pong ano, yung palang pangalan, sabi niya, ano ipapangalan ko sa anak natin? Sabi sa Joseph. Sabi ganun. Kasi tanong sila, nagpunta sila sa counselor eh. Anong pinagtatalunan nyo? Eh kasi po siya eh. Sabi niya, gusto niya yung tatay, ano yung anak namin, ipangalan as Joseph based sa kanyang tatay. Eh yung tatay niya, oh, magnanakaw, sugarol, ganyan. Sabi niya, eh ito naman sa akin, gusto ko yung pangalan ng tatay ko. Eh, kasi tatay ko matalino, mabait, tsaka honest, kanyan. Sabi niya, eh, anong pangalan tatay mo? Joseph. Oh, eh, pareho lang palang Joseph. Anong problema? Eh, gusto ko yung Joseph after my father, not after her father. Eh, sabi niya, you know what? Allow the child to be nurtured and live and grow. Sabi niya, and the name will, now his character will determine the kind of name he followed. Yun po ang isang bagay na huwag nating kakaligtaan. You see, there was a poem recited by one of my favorite speakers, late Dr. Bing Subiri. In one of her conferences, she said, she shared this. Sabi niya, reputation is a photograph, character is the face. Reputation comes over one from without, character grows up from within. Reputation is what you have when you come to a new community or workplace. Character is what you have when you go away. Amazing. Your reputation can be damaged by the opinions of others. Only you yourself can damage your character. Now, the circumstances present where you live sometimes determine your reputation. The truth you believe determines your character. Your reputation is made in a moment. Your character is built in a lifetime. Reputation is what you are supposed to be. Character is what you are. Somebody said this also. Reputation can bring you to the door of opportunity, but character can keep you there and allow you to enter the door of opportunity. Friends, itong isang bagay na huwag natin kakaligtaan. Walang makasisira sa atin, no? Kundi sarili lang natin. God obviously can destroy us if we go against Him. But our God desires to build us up. In fact, our God says, sabi niya, He does not want anyone to perish but for everyone to come into repentance. His heart is to give us an opportunity to experience Him and to give us an abundant life. Kaya kung may makakasira sa atin, sarili na lang natin yun. It's either we went against God or our being, hindi natin iningatan, talagang sinira natin ang ating sarili. Instead of having a character-building heart, we have a character-destroying heart because we focus more on the name rather than on our character. Listen to this. Yung name, if you leave out your character, the name will follow. Kaya ho, ulitin ko, walang makakasira sa atin. Huwag tayo maging sensitive sa sinasabi ng ibang tao. A successful individual, a champion, a heart with a champion, when they are being criticized, they would gladly accept it. You know why? Because they are satisfied and they know who they are. They know their limitations. They will keep on looking for opportunities to improve. That is character building heart. Kaya, when they're criticized, masaya sila. Hindi lang sila natutuwa sa mga papuri, natutuwa rin sila sa mga corrections. But a person who is a loser, alam mo na yan, galit sila when they're being criticized, they will prove you wrong, but they will fight you out, they will defend themselves, kasi nga, they're very insecure. They have a heart of a loser. Ulitin ko, a heart of a champion, they're concerned on how to build themselves up. Because they knew their being and they keep on improving. They keep on growing. Kasi the moment you stop growing, you already stop becoming a champion. Kasi a heart of a champion is a living heart. A heart that builds character. Allow me to end with this. A Fair Play in a website wrote this article and allow me to read it to you. Honesty of the Long Distance Runner. It is a Vitoria-based athlete, Ivan Fernandez Anaya, refused to take advantage when his rival short the finish line in a cross-country race, which was very unusual not to be done. So, sabi niya nga, is winning all that counts? Are you absolutely sure about that? 2 weeks ago, on December 2, Spanish athlete Ivan Fernandez Anaya was competing in a cross-country race in Berlada, Navarre. He was running second, some distance behind race leader Abel Mutai, a bronze medalist in 3,000-meter steeplechase at the London Olympics. As they entered the finishing straight, he saw the Kenyan runner, the certain winner of the race, mistakenly pull up about 10 meters before the finish, thinking he had already crossed the line. So sabi ko, kung ako si Fernandez, wow, panalo na to, nagkamali siya, but Fernandez and Aya quickly caught up with him. But instead of exploiting Mutai's mistake to speed past and claim an unlikely victory, he stayed behind and using gestures guided the Kenyan to the line and let him cross first. Wow! He was the rightful winner. He created a gap that I could not have closed, sabi ho ni Fernandez Anaya. I did not deserve to win it. 24-year-old Fernandez Anaya said, I did what I had to do. He was the rightful winner. He created a gap that I would not have closed if he hadn't made a mistake. As soon as I saw he was stopping, I knew I was going to pass him. Sabi niya, Fernandez Anaya is coached in Vitoria by former Spanish distance runner Martin Fis in the same place, the Prado Park, where he clocked up kilometers and kilometers of training to become European marathon champion in 1994 and world champion in 1995. It was a very good gesture of honesty, says the coach Fis, a gesture of the kind that is not made anymore, or rather the kind that has never been made, a gesture that I myself would not have made. I certainly would have taken advantage of its win. Grabe, no? Sabi niya, iba to. Itong gesture na to, kung ginawa man ito, napagandang gesture, but wala pang nakagawa nito. Kahit ako, sabi niya, kahit ako, I will take advantage of that mistake. Sabi niya, but Fis says his pupil's action does him credit in human, if not athletic terms. The gestures made him a better person, but not a better athlete. He has wasted an occasion. Winning always makes more you of an athlete. You have to go out to win. Fis recalls that the 1997 World Championship in Athens, he was allowed by his countryman Abel Anton the whole way. In the final meters, Anton attacked and easily won the race, have exploited all Fis' hard work. I knew that was going to happen, but competition is like that. I wouldn't have been logical for Anton to let me win. That's a different story, however. Pag tinignan nyo na mabuti, it was a style, a tactic. At least, he knew that Anton can really win that particular race because nawalan siya ng energy. But this is not the case that happened in Abel Mutai. No? He may have been mistaken. That should have been his consequence. But Fernandez Anaya knew what is better. So, though he trains in the Prado every day, putting in double sessions 3 times a week than his vocational studies allow, experts says he is one step away from entering the elite of Spanish country running. His goal this year is to at least make the Spanish team for the second World Cross Country Champions. But according to his coach, the pressure gets to him. He doesn't know how to overcome the pressure, which is what differentiates champions. If he did, he would have been at the recent European Championship, Fitz notes. In the Borlada cross-country race, there was hardly anything at stake, apart from being able to say that you had beaten an Olympic medalist, says Fernandez Anaya. But even if they had told me that winning would have earned me a place in the Spanish team for the European Championships, I would not have done it either. Of course, it would be another thing if there was a world or European medal at stake. Then I think that, yes, I would have exploited the win. But I also think that I have earned more of a name having done what I did than if I had won. And that is very important. Because today, with the way things are in all circles, in soccer, in society, in politics, where it seems anything goes, a gesture of honesty goes down well. Di ba ang lungkot nun? Whether, kahit saan tayo tumingin, they were always looking on achieving their dreams at the expense of another. Kaya po, the heart of a champion builds you up. It is not to destroy oneself in order to win. Most students, employees of both private and government sectors, politicians, employers would do everything to achieve their dreams at the expense of their character. Kaya ho itong malungkot, nakalimutan lang what real champion is. Ulitin ko, the heart of a real champion has a character-building heart because real champion makes us whole and not making holes in our hearts that creates a vacuum. It creates emptiness. Kaya ho yung mga puso, butas-butas na ho eh. Kaya they're always longing for more, more, more. Hindi napupunan. Unending dissatisfaction. Why? Because real champion does not create holes in our hearts. Real champions builds character. It makes us whole. Buo. Now, you know what? We cannot have a change of heart unless we come to God, the creator of our being. Unless we are honest enough to admit that sometimes we compartmentalize our lives. We're different outside when we are inside. We're different when we are at home. We're different when we are in the office. We're different when we are with our friends. We're different when we're our family. Friends, we don't need to compartmentalize our heart, our lives. We need to be just one. One whole being. That wherever we are, whatever circumstances we are in, we are still what we are. Champions. Kaya nga, how can we achieve that? We need to submit ourselves to God and abide in Him that we can become whole. Because we're still branches. Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches. A branch separated from the vine or from the very tree, obviously it will die down. It will decay. It may have a momentarily name. Oh, that's a branch of a mango. That is a momentarily name. But soon it will be destroyed. Soon it will be spoiled. Soon it will decay. Bakit? It is separated from the tree, from the vine. Sabi nga sa inyo, even in this COVID thing, kung hindi tayo huhulihin wearing mask, hindi tayo magmamask ng maayos because we're still thinking of our own comfort. Hindi tayo magpa-face shield ng maayos. Granting na lang kung wala ibang tao, okay lang. Pero kung meron, kaya ho, our world will get worse until we start having the heart of a real champion. Friends, only God can change our hearts. Only God can bring a new heart in us. Siya lang ang totoong surgeon na makakapagbago ng ating puso. We need to be honest enough to ask God to help us change our heart. Tulad ng isang awit, purify my heart and make it pure. This is the challenge for all of us. If we want to have the heart of a real champion, then allow our champion to reign in us and change our heart to be one with Him, Jesus Christ. So I pray and hope that everyone would experience this kind of heart, a character-building heart. God bless us all.